Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, you know, I've been sort of vindicated, I think, a little bit. Because back when the Democrats threw Marjorie Trainwreck Greene off of her committees, I said, I think it's a bad idea. And I took a lot of heat for it. I said, I think it's a bad idea that Democrats clean up the mess for Republicans. I think they should have to clean their own house. And you're like, no, we should do this. I go, no, what she did was, you know, was wrong. It's deplorable. It should be the Republicans' problem. That albatross should be around their neck. It's not my job to clean up someone else's mess. Let them deal with it. Now I'm finally seeing someone in the Republican Party, this Representative Don Bacon from Nebraska, saying, you know, maybe we should get rid of some of these, well, the troublemaker caucus. Maybe shut them the blank up so that we don't look like all goofballs. This is what I was saying. Keep Cawthorn, keep Lauren Boebert, keep the train wreck woman right out in front. Because my main point was, when she was on the education committee, anytime she would open her mouth, you'd go, see, we need more funding for education. Exhibit A. That simple. Anyway, here to share some more thoughts on this story and on a guy with a great name. I love the name Bacon. Yeah, I just do. Because I guess I love Bacon. Here to share some thoughts on Bacon, I've asked our good friend Sarah Burris to come talk with us. Sarah's a reporter over at Raw Story. RawStory.com, their website, if you want to check out her incredible work. Sarah, thanks for taking time for us.
Hello. Don't you know that in Nebraska, the name Bacon just goes over really well? I don't know if that's a big hog state or not. But who doesn't love bacon, right? Vegetarians, that's really it.
But even then, you know, the smell of bacon is great. You know, and even if you're a vegetarian, I gotta think you like the smell of bacon. I don't know.
Do you know you could get bacon toothpaste? That's a thing.
Yeah, that you can get bacon flavored just about anything. Some of it's weird to me.
A little bit, lube, bacon flavored lube.
Okay. So that's where you go, right there, right there.
That was actually on an episode of Bones. I'm feeling that.
All right. On the episode of Bones. And is that where you put the bacon lube?
Well, they thought it was some sort of taste thing, and they ended up like taking the whole tube and pouring it in their mouths, and then they read the label, and it was. So then they spent the rest of the episode trying to get the taste out of their mouth, and so he meets up with his wife at one point, and he kisses her, and she goes, "You've been eating bacon."
Speaking of taste out of your mouth, Marjorie Trainwreck Green. Evidently, she's telling women that abortion won't make men love her.
Which is very interesting to me that she presumes that women are having abortions to get men to love them. And that also that she thinks that some dude who, you know, doesn't want to be a father and is uninterested in, you know, marrying his baby mama is somehow gonna love somebody more because they have a kid. I just, that doesn't seem to work with every possible indication that I've ever seen. But, you know, what do I know? Things in Georgia might be very different. They might have a lot of shotgun weddings there.
Yeah, I'm not going into any of these stereotypes of Georgia. I mean, she's, well, she is who she is. And I'm hoping, I'm hoping Marcus Flowers wins the primary, and I'm hoping he electorally takes her out in November and the good folks in Georgia get some actual representation, because she is, I don't know what she's done other than, you know, prove Representative Bacon's point that, you know, she's just the troublemaker caucus. She doesn't have any real solutions. And I look at, you know, baby formula gate. She's out there complaining a lot. I don't see her doing anything to make it better.
Yeah, she voted against the bill that would have
delivered. She did.
Yeah, and so did all of the other Republicans. The thing that is crazy to me, and Representative Bacon, he's not even talking about Green. He's talking about Chip Roy and what's his name? The other guy.
Gozer? Gozer?
No, there's another dude. Anyway, he's talking about two other troublemaker dudes. And they, you know, basically have been calling for roll call votes, which doesn't seem like a big deal, except when you have 400,000 members that are on the floor who are, you know, have to vote. And so you have all these people who have to show up at their desks and swipe the card. And when you have offices that are like two blocks away and four floors up, you're like in a meeting with your constituents, you got to run down the stairs, run across the block, up the stairs of Congress, into the chamber, swipe your card, and then go all the way back. And you're looking at like, that's like at least 30 minutes, right? Maybe even more. And there are a lot of people who genuinely take into consideration their district and their constituent services. And I would assume that Mr. Bacon, given the fact that he's actually in a blue district, he's a Republican in a blue district, that's probably something he needs to focus on a lot.
Yeah, but the other guy that you were talking about is my congressman. I don't know how I forgot that. Scott Insurrectionist Perry
here in
central Pennsylvania. What does he care about? He's in one of the safest districts in the country. Even if he's indicted, and I'm hoping he will be, he'll probably win from jail.
we haven't really had anybody who served from jail, have we?
No.
That would be nice.
But I have faith in my central Pennsylvanians that this could be the first time that our insurrectionist representative could be the first.
The question for you, is there a jail in that district? Because it may put him in a different congressional district. I mean, if he's not living in the district, then, you know, because he's in jail.
No, it's all crazy here. You got to learn the district, because this is Mastriano country. This is Benito Mastriano country. This is where if you're an old white guy who looks like a thumb, we love you. And look, there are signs everywhere who they want this guy to be governor. And what's scary is there are some sane Republicans who are going, I hope this guy loses, because Pennsylvania could become crazy almost overnight, because what was once somewhat a sane Republican Party in this state has really been taken over by real, true Republicans. fascist extremists.
And it's hard because I remember in 2016, folks like American Bridge talking about, you know, oh, we want Donald Trump to be the guy that we run against because he's so extreme. He's so far out there that there's no way he could possibly win. And so when we played this game with Mastriano, I get a little nervous because it's like, eh, we tried this once before and we lost. So I would like to see, you know, how the dude campaigns, but it seems like everybody already has been treating Mastriano like he's losing. Like everybody in the Republican Party is treating him like that. I don't know if that means that, you know, Donald Trump is going to step in, and like, he didn't even endorse the guy till a week before the election.
Right. And, so, and this guy really wanted his endorsement, courted it heavily.
Yeah.
Did everything he could.
He's been on Trump team for years. So, yeah. I mean, and Trump wasn't jumping right to helping him. That's not a good sign.
I don't think he'll implode like Scott Wagner did in the last election. Mr. Golf Spikes, where he literally flipped out on the side of the road in front of a billboard where he threatened the sitting governor that the sitting governor better get a face mask because I'm going to come and beat you with golf spikes. What the? But yeah, that was, yeah, fun.
They have pills for that, you know.
They do.
Not for the golf spikes, but so you don't start screaming on the side of the road with golf spikes.
But that was, you know, that guy kind of lost his mind. I don't see this guy doing that because he's got a throng of people who are behind him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think folks who are a little bit more wary about looking insane, like they're a little bit better about covering up the insanity versus Madison Cawthorn, who just puts it all out there.
Yeah, I got to play the Scott Wagner clip. I love this.
Okay.
Well, Governor Wolf, let me tell you, between now and November 6th, you better put a catcher's mask on your face because I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes because I'm going to win this for the state of Pennsylvania and we're throwing you out of office because you know what? I'm sick and tired of your negative ads.
You better have that face mask because I'm going to stomp you with my golf spike. I love that.
Do you just like carry that around on your phone and then every time you're having a bad day, you just listen to that and start giggling?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. No, because he literally lost his mind during the campaign because at that moment, the state wasn't as crazy as he was. I fear the Republican Party because of the influence of Trump and this and really the hammering of they've internalized the victim complex that Trump brought them, that they really believe the election of 2020 was stolen from them. And Mastriano was one of the key cheerleaders. And they believe that this guy, once he's governor, he's going to right wrongs. They're not going to steal the next one. It's scary times.
Well, I think, too, those are questions I would love to see in a debate where you're talking about Josh Shapiro is a really, really smart dude.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a debate. I don't think Mastriano will debate.
Oh, my gosh. That would be cool, though, because then he could just, you know, Shapiro could just be like, what's up, Doug? Why are you so scared?
Empty chair it?
Yeah, I would empty chair the heck out of that.
Now, what I find interesting is Trump is surprised that the person who was the most Trumpy, Kathy Barnett, did well. And I've been saying... And I've taken some heat for it that had she been an old white guy who looked like a thumb, you know, like Mastriano, she would have won in a landslide like Mastriano did. But that she's a black woman, didn't do as well. Did well,
I think,
with no money, but didn't win in a landslide like she should have.
I think, too, if she was a white dude, Trump would have endorsed her.
Absolutely.
And that's
because here's
the thing.
Here's the thing. Her supporters are out there saying the election's rigged. What's more Trumpian than that?
I know. That's my favorite part of this, that, you know, that she worked so hard to claim that the election was rigged in, was it 2020? And then she did it when she ran for Congress, right? In 2016. Or was it 2018? Anyway, when she ran for Congress, she claimed it was rigged. When Donald Trump was running, she claimed it was rigged. So the fact that she came in third, I'm really shocked that she's not saying it's rigged. However, a lot of her supporters are. A lot of her supporters are demanding that that there be an investigation, that something sketchy is going on here. And what's funny to me is that now Trump is stepping in, and he sort of jumped on that bandwagon because he thinks Dr. Oz should have won in a landslide. And yet, but he's accusing his own party of having problems here. And so I feel like if I were Barnett, I'd just be all over that, being like, yeah, it was rigged. I should have won it.
No, it's the mail-in
Trump
vote. It's the mail-in vote. It's amazing how the Republicans have come around to accepting the mail-in ballot now. Wow, it's incredible. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're here with Sarah Burris. She's a reporter over at Raw Story, rawstory.com, where you can check out her incredible work. Highly suggested. Now, I find it interesting. I find it interesting that there's kind of a rewrite of history going on. Mark Wayne, whatever his name is, from your state of Oklahoma, and now with this Elise Stefanik, they want to go back and expunge Trump's impeachment. Can you do that? I mean, can we go back and expunge Andrew Jackson? Can you go back, do that one? Can we expunge Clinton's?
Ironically, you cannot. And it's funny, too, because I was looking around trying to figure out the answer to that. That was my question, was like, is this even possible? And so I started reading, started looking around what people are saying. And in 2020, folks were really pushing that idea out there because Trump suggested it. And so I wonder if, not for the second one, but for the first one. And so I wonder if, you know, his supporters are behind something like that. And that's the reason that Mark Wayne, Gary Wayne has, you know, adopted that as his, you know, campaign thing, because he's running for U.S. Senate in Oklahoma. Like, is he hearing that from his people back home? I don't know.
Imagine. I can't imagine. I mean, Oklahoma's crazy enough, evidently, because your state is going to now, I guess, be the state that hates women the most, I guess. This is the way I'm reading this. I guess I should ask you what your thoughts on Oklahoma being the state that is going to have the most restrictive abortion law in the country. And as I understand it, and I don't know how they're going to figure this out, but the moment of conception, anything, you know, I guess that's the moment that I don't know. Explain this. What have you done in Oklahoma?
So unfortunately, I clearly haven't been doing enough in Oklahoma, because it's getting worse and worse. I feel like they have decided that they want to take the idea of the Texas law and just be bigger than that. They want to try and be bigger than Texas. And so they took that Texas law, they applied it in Oklahoma, and gave the caveat that a fetus is alive at the moment of conception, at the moment of fertilization. So for anybody who has, say, an IUD as their form of birth control, an IUD prevents the fertilized egg from attaching in the uterus and, you know, growing. And so that would essentially be a medical device that would stop a pregnancy, that would abort a fertilized egg. So IUDs are going to be illegal. Then there's the idea of IVF. So for women who want to have children, who desperately are fighting to have children, they basically harvest all your eggs and they fertilize them in a little petri dish and figure out which ones are viable and throw some of those in there. Sometimes some of them take, sometimes they don't. And so it ends up in a situation where they might have fertilized eggs sort of in a freezer in the, you know, back out on the porch, not really, but in a lab, right? You'll have a bunch of fertilized eggs in a fertility clinic. So does freezing them mean that they're being murdered? Like, how does that work? What does the law work like on that? If they throw them out because she got pregnant and she's like, I'm good, you can, you know, toss the rest of them. Like, is that considered an abortion? So there are a lot of questions I have about this law and that weren't explained. They did put in caveats for life and health of the mother, and they did put in a caveat for rape, sexual assaults of any kind, and incest, but only if they're reported to police. which if it's illegal to, you know, in Oklahoma to basically get any kind of health care as a woman, then why are you going to show up at a police station and report that you've been attacked?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or there's going to be more reports of those kind of things going on. Or who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows the chaos that you're causing? Now, you know, I also heard that, and maybe this is just a Washington, D.C. thing, that embryos are fueling the energy supply in Washington, D.C. Are we burning embryos to turn the lights on? Is this what I'm hearing?
So I guess it was the UIL, the Unborn Something League. It's a really crazy fringe anti-choice group that had their president testify before Congress yesterday. And at one point she started going into big time descriptions about ripping body parts out of a woman and all kinds of stuff that's like, that's not how that works. That is a little bit concerning that she doesn't know these things. But then she said that apparently in Washington, D.C., we are burning fetuses as a fuel source. And I don't know how much energy you get from a fetus. I'm not sure how you calculate that. There's not a lot of burning, you know, that happens in D.C. Like, we already have like a big enough pollution problem because the city's so big and it's a huge metro area. So I'm just like, how does that work? How would that create that much energy? But two, like, what company? I want to know, like, was she under oath when she said this?
You know, it's the same thing. I have people tell me that you could, when my wife and I were having our children, that on the drive to the hospital, we could have decided, you know, which way we were going. So when the doctor was right before the head popped out, we could have decided, you know, which way we going with this? Are we going to have it or are we going to get rid of it? Yeah.
Which is such a lie. That is so much of a lie. Like, and it really bothers me because there's so much out there that people keep lying about to create that level of emotion and to try and push people, you know, to be anti-choice. And like, if you have to lie about all of this stuff, if you have to make up crazy science stuff just to get people to be on your side, maybe it really isn't your area of concern. Like, if you're going to be that crap crazy, then maybe you shouldn't really be on a public face of really anything. Because if I was the anti-choice movement, I'd be like, somebody get this woman off the stage.
Yeah, no, because
she is hurting your cause.
Look, I mean, you could make, there's some arguments that I might be persuaded on. You know, if you had the right policies to move in a direction that we're going to make lives better. You know, my problem with all of this is, you know, the people who are the anti-abortion people, they haven't given alternatives. They haven't got, hey, mm-hmm. we're going to make sure that every kid gets the health care that they need. Every mother is going to get the prenatal care that they need. They're going to make sure that they get the education. Look, I grew up, you know, poor. I grew up in a housing mm-hmm. project. Lots of those kids didn't get the basic necessities that they need. And I don't see any policies that are going to, we're going to force women to have kids and then give them no help. I mean, this baby formula thing is a perfect example and has shown the heart and soul of the Republican Party. They literally said, we don't care if those kids down on the southern border die. Don't care at all. Which just exposed the hypocrisy of their entire, oh, we love the children. We care about the fetus. Nonsense. You care about the power and control.
Well, not even that. They voted down the legislation that would have helped, you know, basically cause more, like give more funding for these companies, because we have this massive company that basically rules the majority of formula in the country. So you've got three other companies that are much smaller, and so they have to ramp up production. That's why Biden sort of enforced the Defense Production Act and all of these different policies that have to be funded. Like, you can't just say, you know, make more stuff. You have to actually help people figure out how that's going to work and what taxpayers are going to pay for to make this happen. And so Congress tries to pass this bill and no Republican votes for it. And I was like, you guys spent the last week talking about this being the most important issue, the biggest deal in the world, And you've been screaming at Joe Biden, blaming him for this, when it's basically another corporate scam. And that's the reason that these people have skirted safety regulations just so they can do stock buybacks. That's basically what happened at Abbott.
Yep.
And so, you know, they've been doing all of this and then they vote against the bill. And you're like, what? Wait, what? Why? Why?
Because it's not about getting things done. It's about performance. It's about political theater. It's about outrage. It's about feeding the minions the outrage candy that they need to keep them stupid so that they don't actually realize that they're getting screwed over by the people that they're voting for. It's about keeping them all riled up and all bunched up in the panties and angry at those Democrats who haven't done a really good job of messaging on this either.
Yeah, they really haven't. I mean, they just sort of figured out that it was going on like a week ago, and they did the recall for the formula that was killing babies in March. So that sort of began the problem. And then whenever, you know, there ended up being safety problems and everything, Abbott ended up being, you know, having inspectors come in. And so it became this huge thing. And so I'm shocked that, I think the only reason that Republicans figured this out is, you know, one of the mom blogs started talking about it, freaking out about it. And all of a sudden, then it was on Fox News. And once it was on Fox News, then every Republican was complaining about it. But when Democrats stepped up to actually solve the problem, to, you know, take down, start yelling at the FDA administrator saying, were you asleep at the wheel? What the hell was going on? Republicans were just nowhere to be found.
Well, they were to be found. They were in front of a camera. Rick Scott had pictures of baby formula in Panama. He had pictures of baby formula on shelves all across the world.
And what's interesting, too, is the reason that we can't import formula from other countries is because of Trump's new NAFTA bill that he passed. They outlawed that in Trump's bill.
And I'm actually okay with that. I believe in domestic production for domestic consumption. We should just be breaking up these four companies that oversee 90% of the production. We should be demanding that there's competition, something conservatives and Republicans used to believe in, but somehow, not so much now. We just need things to keep the masses all doped up on outrage, which is where we are. But Sarah, I appreciate the time, all the great work you do over at Raw Story. Keep it up. Look forward to having you back again real soon.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You as well, our good friend Sarah Burris. Make sure you check out the work that she does there at Raw Story, rawstory.com, the website. Gonna take a quick break right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.